I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. There's a new edition of the Songs We Love podcast coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Millie McGuire.
And I'm Precise Baez. We're in the WUNC Holiday Special podcast and radio show, Occasional Shivers.
It's a love story set at Christmas time.
And a musical with new songs for the season by Chris Stamey from the DBs.
That are really fun to sing.
No matter the weather.
Occasional Shivers from WUNC.
The podcast
and the radio show is coming soon.
I'm Eric Hodge. Normally on the show, we focus in on one song. But for the next two episodes, we're trying something a little different. We're going to take some time to talk through WUNC Music's 18 for 18. It's a list of 18 records we love that came out in 2018. I'm joined by Brian Burns and David Brower from WUNC Music, both of whom worked on putting the list together. Brian, David, good to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, Eric.
David, let's start with you. How did this list come together?
Well, we sat down about 6 weeks ago or so and started looking at some of the music that we played on WUNC and what we played a lot. And then we took a really, quite frankly, subjective spin to it and really looked for records that we just loved out of the year. And December is a time for lists. Everybody's got a best of list. And frankly, I love it. I love sorting through the list. I love looking at who's on the list, who's not on the list, and looking for holes in people's collection of favorites. And I think we've got a pretty solid list of 18 of our favorites from the year. But like any year, man, you could pull out a lot of others also getting votes. I mean, you alone, Eric, came to us after we put out this first list and rattled off at least 10 great records from 2018 that we had missed.
And I love a good spirited debate.
Yeah.
About music in particular.
Yeah. Well, it's also just such fun to go through these lists because, you forget how dramatic the year was, both outside of the music world and how the music that we were listening to reflected the world around us. And it's great to go back and revisit some of the really nice records that came out this past year.
Hey, mama, it's me. City been away, child. City been a long time running. Baby boy, you better sit down. Can't listen when the sun's out. Only sun, this'll be so.
We're listening to Hey Mama by Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. It's from the record Tearing at the Seams. Brian, why did this one make the list?
That song's just got such a great groove, and that whole record is just, we played a lot of songs from it. It's their second album, and they're both just filled with hits. Cool band out of Denver. They're on Stax Records, which is cool. You don't see a lot of bands on Stax these days. One of the greatest labels of all time. So, of course, it made the list.
Nothing ever good, it is. Why you gonna wait so long? Why you gonna wait so long?
It was also part of the R&B and soul revival that got a big kickstart this year in 2018. Leon Bridges' Good Thing is also on the list, and it's part of that movement. David, I'm sensing a trend here.
Yeah, absolutely. There are so many sort of groove-inspired records that came out in 2018, and Leon Bridges is one of the best. He's a 29-year-old singer from Fort Worth, Texas. Kind of makes you think of Sam Cooke when you hear that voice coming out, and it's amazing to think how young he is. He had a couple of songs that were in movies. The BBC loves him. He's been on NPR quite a bit, and he's been on WUNC Music a lot this last year because it's just so great.
Scared to death that she might be it, that the love is real, that the shoe might fit. She might just be my everything. Beyond space and time in the afterlife, will she have my kids? Will she be my wife? She might just be my everything.
Durham's own Phil Cooke fits the groove that we're in, too. His record, People Are My Drug, is on our list of 18 for 18. And Eric, you've been following Phil since he arrived in the area a few years back. What stands out for you about this record?
Well, I think it's kind of the culmination of Phil's kind of obsession with the South and the roots of the music from North Carolina and other parts south of the Mason-Dixon line, and how it really informed his childhood growing up in Wisconsin, and he couldn't wait to move here. He's been here for 10 years now, and this record really encompasses all of that, and the fact that when Phil Cook says, "People are my drug," that guy means it. He is a people person with a capital P, and he is just a lovely guy to be around. It's great to see him perform on stage, and I love the warmth in his music.
And he's the consummate sideman. He's played with His Golden Messenger and Tiff Merritt, and with Megafon back in the day, and it's so great to hear him sort of step out and do his own thing.
Yeah, and I've heard MC Taylor from His Golden Messenger say, "You have to push Phil out there because he will be very happy as a sideman."
When I'm so tired of running, about to give up the dream, 'cause I've worn out the rhythm and I'm fresh out of steam. When I'm so tired of running, won't you just pass me by? Won't you just leave me something and don't ask me why? Till I'm gone, when I'm gone.
That's Steam Power Blues by Phil Cook. It's on WUNC Music's 18 for 18 list that was compiled by Brian Burns and David Brower. They're my guests this time on the Songs We Love podcast. Now, Brian, there was a time when this song was completely stuck in my head.
Are you tired of things going right, things going wrong?
It's Bad Luck by Nico Case.
Yeah, we played that song a whole lot back in the summer. I've been a fan of hers for years, a long time. She's an incredible songwriter and performer, and I don't think she's put out a bad album. She's playing at UNC's Memorial Hall in January, really looking forward to that show. It was supposed to take place back in September, but it got hurricaned out.
Another big song for WUNC Music this year was All On My Mind by Anderson East, who is an artist I got introduced to listening to WUNC Music.
Nice. Yeah, there's a few songs from that album that got a whole lot of play from us this year, but All On My Mind is probably my favorite. I think it's a standout. He's got a huge voice, and he's written songs for artists like Ashley Monroe and Miranda Lambert, so he's really big on the songwriting scene in Nashville.
Anderson East, All On My Mind from the record Encore. It's on WUNC Music's 18 for 18 list. Brandi Carlile put out yet another great record this year. It was called By the Way I Forgive You, and this was the first single.
They can kick dirt in your face, dress you down and tell you that your place is in the middle, when they hate the way you shine.
Yeah, you know, Eric, there was a time when this song, The Joke, was easily our most played song on WNC Music. It's Brandi showcasing her huge voice and shows this incredible range and tells a really poignant story with it.
Let them live while they can. Let them spin. Let them scatter.
Brandi Carlile's The Joke is one of those songs that's hard to get out of your head. Now, Eric, last year we also got a new record from the Chapel Hill band Mipso.
Yeah, you know, Mipso started out as a really an old-timey string band when they were students at UNC Chapel Hill, and it was a three-piece then. Libby Rodenbow joined I guess, two or three albums ago, and the song Edges Run is one of her songs. And I think when you listen to Mipso now, you can see the huge progression they've made in terms of songwriting and performance and production. And this album was the first time they went outside of North Carolina to do the recording. And they recorded it in the middle of the winter in Portland, Oregon. And I think that you can hear a little bit of that darkness.
Fighter to the other ones, but I grew the taste for cut. They had always smelled my blood. The edges run, the edges run all over.
That's Edges Run by the Chapel Hill Band Mipso. Brian, there were a couple more local bands that put out records that got a lot of attention on WUNC Music and elsewhere. One of them is Wyoke, who put out a record and single called The Louder I Call, The Faster It Runs.
The louder I call, the faster it runs.
Yeah, that's another album that's just full of songs that we played a lot over the summer and the fall this year. They're incredible. You've got to see them live if you've never seen them. Definitely worth checking out. And I believe the whole band lives in North Carolina now, so that's cool. Merge Records out of Durham has put out all of their albums, and that label's celebrating their 30th anniversary this coming summer, so 2019 will be a big year for them.
So I take them.
That's Wyoke's song, The Louder I Call, The Faster It Runs. It's one of the 18 for 18 songs we love from last year. I've been joined by Brian Burns and David Brower from WUNC Music. I'll tell you what, let's close this episode out with a record that came out early in the new year. It's Superchunk's What a Time to Be Alive.
You brushed your teeth and found your calling at the bottom of a swamp.
Many call this one the best protest album of the year, hearkening back to a time when punk rock was political and more than a little angry. That's Superchunk's What a Time to Be Alive. It's one of the songs we love from 2018. You can find WUNC Music's complete 18 for 18 year-end list at wuncmusic.org. I'm Eric Hodge. Thanks for listening.